In this chapter, Mrs. Eddy shows the difference between the cup of Jesus and the cup of the Christ. Jesus was the way-shower. Is it necessary for every Christian Scientist to drink his cup? He did it for us. When someone shows us a better way to do something, do we go back over that step? Edison gave us the light bulb. Do we go back and do it over? Marconi gave us the wireless. We utilize it. Bell gave us the telephone. We simply experience their enlightenment today. Then let us not drink the cup of Jesus. Let us drink the cup of the Christ, which means to constantly acknowledge your oneness with the Father. Your textbook says his resurrection is our resurrection. Then why is not his ascension our ascension? It is in reality, if we would cease thinking of ourselves as miserable sinners, something separate from God. Suggestion says it constantly. Evil hypnotic suggestion all day long is trying to argue that we are person, and yet man is safe in the kingdom of God. And, thank God, there is no picture of us, no statue, no mortal picture of us anywhere, not even termed senses. Never take a picture of yourself and say, "This is what I looked like 20 years ago. That is not true. That is death in slow motion. Never permit it. You cannot take a picture of man. Have you ever tried to take a picture of love, kindness, gentleness, thoughtfulness? Maintain your atonement constantly. Don't be fooled by the suggestion called memory. Mrs. Eddy says that Jesus ascended above their apprehension. All right, let's do the same. How? By refusing to discuss ourselves as persons, good or bad, young or old. Never admit that we are persons with persons. This is to experience animal magnetism. Let us ascend above their apprehension and live the prayer which is atonement. We can unite with this church only as we are newborn of spirit. Then let us be newborn today. Stop malpracticing on ourselves. To be newborn is to be only as old as now. No time can delineate itself on this now. Never defile our own Christ by gossiping about our brother. Man is the expression of God's being. Then why defile yourself by gossiping about another? Mrs. Eddy says, "I warn students against falling into the error of Antichrist." Antichrist is to see man less than the expression of God. Mrs. Eddy says, "The belief that man has existence or mind separate from God is a dying error. Let it die here today." In writing this paper, I turned to the word burial in the glossary, and this is what I found. Corporeality and physical sense put out of sight and hearing. Annihilation. Submergence in spirit. Immortality brought to light. Let's have a good burial today. Let us be so submerged in spirit that we won't leave anything for anyone to bury. Oh, students, it is so important. Mrs. Eddy says that human law has condemned him, but he was demonstrating divine science. The divine overcame the human at every point. Living this revelation, we are overcoming humanity at every point. What is going on as association is going on at the conference table. It is our government going on throughout the world. This is not isolated or localized. This is truth. Then our leader goes on to that marvelous statement in atonement. Glory be to God, and peace to the struggling hearts. Christ hath rolled away the stone from the door of human hope and faith. Remember, she does not say that treatment rolled away the stone, or this did, or that did. It is your Christ that rolled it away. It is your own Christliness. This association is rolling away this stone of personal sense that tried to put itself between us and the Father. This is the atonement, and we are proving that the Christ is not subject to material conditions. And so it is with living the Christ, putting the personal sense aside, that we become masters, not servants. Then, as if ending up the chapter, our leader says, "Whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now, and is endued with the spirit and power of Christ's healing." In the words of St. John, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This comforter I understand to be divine science. So this is the glorious message of Christian Science, principle and idea one. Now have no regret, no condemnation, no unhealed condition, no unhealed situation. Only man basking in the light of eternal light. For man is the light of the world. He is mind's own identification, and so the crucifixion is over. The pale star has disappeared. The resurrection is finished. And now we are living after the order of Melchizedek, which means that we have laid our earthly all on the altar of divine science. We are drinking of Christ's cup now, and we are imbued with the spirit and power of Christ's healing. All limitation, all inadequacy, all false traits of character and human restrictions have all been laid on the altar of divine science. The wind of God is blowing and blows them into their nothingness, nobody, not even a memory, and we carry the song away, the song of present divinity, infallibility, immaculateness. We are drinking of Christ's cup, and this leaves only the love of God to be experienced. Thus we have eaten the little book, and now we are experiencing the substance of reality, and we are perfectly at one with our Father. We have seen in the chapter preface the nothingness of personal sense, and the operation of divine principle leaves no unsolved problem. We have seen that the chapter on prayer is the practice of God's presence, and now we have seen, "I and my Father are one." This is to live after the order of Melchizedek.